a day of suffering and sorrow, and yet we call this Good Friday. Why? Well, we call it good because God is good and Jesus shows us God's heart of love. And we call it good because now we know that Jesus will be beside us whenever we're hurt, whenever we're suffering, whenever we are in pain. And even when we die, we believe Jesus will never leave us, but will be there to welcome us home. And as followers of Jesus, we find that in the cross is our strength. John 18:11, Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword back into its sheath. Am I not to drink the cup that the Father has given me?" In Italy, in the 11th century, there lived in the city of Florence a noble knight called Sir John Gilberto. A relation of his had been murdered, and tradition had it that it became his duty to avenge the murder. So he made up his mind to kill his enemy at the first opportunity he had. And one day, he was riding along a lonely road, and he saw his enemy coming towards him. "At last, this is my chance," he thought. And he drew his sword. But before he could get to his enemy, his way was barred by one of the wayside crucifixes, which are so common in that part of Europe, and as I've discovered recently, also in the island of Barra. He stopped his horse. He stared at the figure of the man who gave up his life for the sake of those who'd wronged him. "Here am I," thought Sir John, "about to do the very opposite. Jesus died with words of forgiveness on his lips. Oughtn't I to forgive my enemy too?" And he felt compelled to get down from his horse and kneel in front of the crucifix. And there, filled with shame for his anger, he confessed to Christ that he was a sinner. Then he put away his sword and he walked up to his enemy and embraced him. The two became reconciled, and they laboured together to build and endow a new monastery called Vallombrosa, some 20 miles east of Florence, amid the forests of the Apennine Hills. Sir John Gualberto was a historical person, and he certainly founded the monastery, although there are different versions of the story. There's one version that tells when Sir John knelt before the cross, the figure of Christ came leaning towards him and gave him a kiss of forgiveness. And this incident is illustrated in a watercolour painted by the Pre-Raphaelite artist Sir Edward Burke Jones, which hangs in Birmingham Art Gallery. It was one of Edward Burne Jones's early works and one of his favourites. And although the historical facts may be mixed with pious fiction in this legend, the message which it teaches is a message that's true for all time. Revenge is never justified. The silence of violence comes to an end only when there is an act of forgiveness. The desire for revenge destroys the heart of the one who's angry. I'm told the Chinese have a proverb that says something like, "He who seeks revenge should always dig two graves." When Judas Iscariot led a troop of temple guards to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, John in his Gospel tells us, "Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said to Peter, 'Put your sword back in its sheath.'" And according to Matthew in his Gospel account, Jesus added, "For all who take the sword will perish by the sword." This is a rebuke to all who think to solve their problems by resorting to violence. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. And the cross of Jesus shows us that there is a better way. Luke in his Gospel tells us that as Jesus was crucified, he cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And he makes the same plea when each of us does something unkind. "Father, forgive them. And of course, what he says about us is stretching the truth, just as it was when he prayed for the soldiers and the priests and all those who plotted his death. For they knew perfectly well what they were doing. They were committing judicial murder to bring about the death of an innocent man. Now my sins and your sins may not be as violent as that, but we know well enough when we're doing wrong. And we know when we look at Jesus hanging on the cross for our sins, that every little misdemeanour is another blow in the nails through his wrists. For our disobedience to God causes pain in the most loving of all hearts. And yet, Jesus tries to excuse us, pretending that we don't realise what we're up to. The desire to revenge a murder by willing the death of the killer is something that's still found in people today. Even when capital punishment in this country's been abolished, there are still people who long for the death of those who've wronged them. But even petty acts of revenge and hatred are as bad as killing. Jesus said that in the Sermon on the Mount. And as Sir John Gilberto found, the sight of the cross pulls us up short as we meditate doing something wrong. Jesus prays for us, Father, forgive them, as he watches from the cross. Can we do any less than pray the same words for those who've offended us? Father, forgive them.